The UFC Buzz Podcast with Gareth A. Davis. Exclusive to William Hill. Listen online at audioboom.com or subscribe at iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts.
Welcome to another UFC Buzz podcast for William Hill. I'm Gareth A. Davis of the Daily Telegraph and pundit for BT Sport. After a brilliant UFC 214 event in California last week, John Jones, of course, reclaiming his UFC light heavyweight title, and I think stamping himself authoritatively as arguably the greatest mixed martial artist of all time when he beat Daniel Cormier to reclaim his belt. Cyborg Santos, of course, taking the women's featherweight title, and Tyron Woodley defending his welterweight title in a stultifying yet technical fight with the Brazilian Demian Maia to continue his reign at the top of the welterweight division. But this week, as I say, we head down to Arena Ciudad de Mexico. I've been there myself in Mexico City. It's a brilliant venue. The Mexicans, of course, steeped in boxing generally, but the sport really growing there at a pace at the moment. Headlined, of course, by the number 6 and number 7 flyweights in the UFC, Sergio Pettis against Brandon Moreno. We'll come to that fight shortly. That's the headliner, of course. But we'll start with the middleweight fight between Sam Alvey and Rashad Evans, first of all, this week. Rashad Evans, 6-5 to win this bout with William Hill. Sam Alvey, 4-6. It's an interesting fight, this. Rashad Evans, of course, the former UFC light heavyweight champion. Really, at the very end of his career now. He's on 3 losses in his last 3 fights against top-class opposition. But after the wins against Dan Henderson and Chael Sonnen a long time ago now in 2013, he's had 3 years in a row with losses to Ryan Bader Glover Teixeira and Daniel Kelly. The key with Rashad is he doesn't seem to be able to get his trigger back, that speed that he once had, which allowed him to knock out Chuck Liddell in that amazing fashion, the knockout of the year in 2008. Seems a long time ago, but you never know. He could look to bring back the past, Rashad. Of course, Rashad made his middleweight debut against Daniel Kelly and lost that one on a split decision in March this year. Up against Sam Alvey, who has much to prove. I think he's been around a while in the UFC, of course, 3 years himself. Started off with a loss to our guy Tom Kong Watson, the British guy, and, you know, has had an up and down career. Losses to Derek Brunson, Elias Theodoru, and Talas Latis. He's a powerful man, Sam Alvey, but I think he may well have Rashad's number in this fight if Rashad cannot recapture some of the form. As I say, his striking is great. Rashad really needs to get the snap back in his game. I know he's been down in Mexico City with Trevor Whitman, for a long period, acclimatizing, of course. I'm seeing Sam Alvey taking this fight, believe it or not, and notching the first really significant victory after, say, Nate Marquardt on his record. I am going for Sam Alvey here by decision. As I say, 4-6 to win. Rashard is 6-5. At welterweight, we've got a fascinating battle between Alain Jubin, one of my favourites in the UFC, always delivers, always brings the fight, against Nico Price. Jubin, of course, lost recently to Gunnar Nelson. 42.6 seconds it took Gunnar to put him down and guillotine him, choke him into submission. Fantastic performance, of course, on the undercard of Manua against Anderson in London back in March this year. Gunnar Nelson, of course, is that enigmatic character who trains with Conor McGregor, who can pull off all kinds of unusual things. And I think in many ways, what happened to Jubin in that fight doesn't really reflect what he is as a fighter. He has brilliant striking, Muay Thai and Jiu-Jitsu. He's got it all, really. He's trained wrestling under Kenny Johnson. You know, all those kind of fights he's had in Tachi Palace fights, Tough Enough, all the early career stuff, and is a real fan favourite, a fan pleaser in the UFC. Nico Price, of course, the victory over Alex Moreno in his last outing in February, but of course he was had knocked out Moreno, but it was overturned when the man himself tested positive for marijuana after the bout. Let's hope he hasn't been smoking in the lead up to this one. Jubin against Price, I think it'll be a very interesting back and forth battle. Jubin for me, great chin. I'm going for a second round knockout for Alain Jubin in this fight. The betting with William Hill: Jubin 4-7 and Nico Price 11-8. So fairly close on the betting there, but Jubin for me the winner in that one. We move up to the women's strawweight fight, and we see Alexa Grasso, not yet ranked in the UFC rankings, that loss to Felice Herrig on her full UFC debut in February, a unanimous decision, three-round unanimous decision loss against Herrig, obviously keeping her out of the rankings for now, against Randa Marcos, the number 9. This is a terrific fight for me. I think this could well be one of the fights of the night. It'll be back and forth. And I see Alexa Grasso's got a great future in this sport, as do many women in this division. But I think Randa Marcos, who has looked very good of late, great win over Carla Esparza last time out. I just think this is a real pick'em. I'm going for Randa Marcos to win this on points after a thrilling fight, which could end up potentially being the fight of the night. And the betting, Alexa Grasso 4-6 in the strawweight fight, the women's strawweight fight. Randa Marcos, the number 9 in the division, is 6-5 with William Hill. So we move to the main event, and it's Sergio Pettis against Brandon Moreno. This flyweight fight, Pettis, of course, has campaigned at bantamweight, but flyweight is where he really needs to be for me. We know that Demetrius Johnson, Mighty Mouse himself, absolutely hovers like a huge shadow over this division. He dominates it. And these are two young guns who want to go on. They're in their early 20s. They will want to go on. They've got a lot of progressing to do to challenge Demetrius Johnson, who really is imperious in the 125-pound division. Pettis, number 6 in the division, and Brandon Moreno, 23 years old, the number 7. These are the kind of guys, of course, they fight at a pace. They both do. Sergio Pettis from the camp of Duke Rufus Sport, the younger brother of Anthony Pettis, the former lightweight champion of the UFC. For me, he wasn't right at bantamweight. He was right to move to flyweight. This is where he needs to be. 15 wins in his 17 MMA fights. He's only really looked in trouble. He looked in trouble against Alex Caceres 3 years ago when it was really his inexperience that caught him out, and a loss to Ryan Benoit when he returned to flyweight But I think Pettis is one of those guys who will have two or three phases in his career. Duke Rufus tells me he is an incredible young athlete who can do everything, of course. He's a purple belt in jiu-jitsu, a black belt in kickboxing, a second degree black belt in taekwondo, and he's very erudite, a very dynamic fighter out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This great team that Duke Rufus has there in Rufus Sports. I think he's up against a very tough opponent in Moreno, who I think is potentially one of the great young stars of the flyweight division. He hasn't lost since 2012. He looked very good against Dustin Ortiz. The performance of the night, technical submission, rear naked choke in the second round in that one. A victory he's got over Ryan Benoit and, of course, Luis Smolka. But the thing is, he also, of course, has great Muay Thai under Dwayne Bang Ludwig. He trains in Tijuana. He's the assassin baby, very compact. He's got purple belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. He's a dynamic fighter himself. This is going to be a back and forth battle. He's at home. How Sergio Pettis has weathered acclimatizing in Mexico will be key in this as well. But I'm going to go in this fight for the local lad, Moreno, by decision in a terrific fight. As the odds are stated with William Hill, Sergio Pettis, the number six in the UFC flyweight division, is 11-8 to win in this bout, and Brandon Moreno 4-7 with William Hill, the number seven in the UFC flyweight division. It was a huge event last weekend. So many names on one of the most stacked cards we've seen in a long time, certainly of this year. But these quiet events, these sleepers, have a tendency to really deliver. And for me, there's two or three fights on here which really could deliver on Saturday night. Alan Juban and Nico Price, Randa Marcos and Alexa Grasso, and Sergio Pettis against Brandon Moreno could really be three massively entertaining fights. Enjoy the fight night, UFC 144 fight night. I'm looking forward to it, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.